Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Corn diseases have caused significant problems in this year's crop. Extension plant pathologist Tamara Jackson-Zeem says, outside of the obvious problems with management, other economic and plant health problems arise for producers trying to manage harvest.
Because so many people experienced some pretty severe diseases in 2025, we thought it was a good idea to talk about some of the secondary effects of what some of that disease can cause. And especially it can cause some challenges for our farmers at harvest. And so we developed a few tips after some discussion on things to watch for and ways that they might be able to prevent more losses at harvest. One of the things that I think people can expect in the fields that were more heavily affected by diseases is anything that costs us leaf area, whether it's disease or hail or anything else, is going to impact the plant's ability to use photosynthesis to fill grain. And it will often compromise the stalks because of that, because it'll steal or cannibalize what it needs to fill grain and get it from the stalk, making that stalk weaker. And so we may see more stalk rot diseases, and we are starting to see that already. And that weakens the stalk. They can lodge, of course, before and during harvest. Anyone wanting to check those fields, we recommend going out using the push test, pushing those plants to about 30 degrees. And if they don't snap back, if they bend over below the ear, you know, I would calculate the percent of those plants out of at least 100 I would check in the field. And if you have more than 10% or so, it might be worth your time to harvest early or at least push those fields that are higher risk to the front of the harvest order. Other things that some of these diseases can cause, you've seen a lot of leaf blighting. So these leaves dry up really fast when they have a lot of rust or tar spot or any of the diseases, some of the bacterial diseases too. And what farmers might see is that they're dry down and the senescence may happen much more rapidly than what they were expecting. And people that might be planning to chop corn for silage or maybe for high moisture corn might notice that they miss that optimal window, that moisture content. And so I would check those fields that were affected by disease much more frequently as we approach that timing, because it'll go a lot faster this year, I think, than what they're used to. Likewise, diseases, one of the ways that they cost us yield is they impact the plant's ability to develop kernels. And that can mean that those kernels are more brittle or at the very least smaller. And that's often how yield is directly impacted. Sometimes we even have some quality concerns. And so the chance and probability of ear rot diseases and some of the other problems are going to be higher this year because of all the moisture we've had and some of these stresses. And so I definitely would check those affected fields too for some of those quality issues. Check the quality of the cobs and the kernels. It might mean changing some settings on your combine, for instance, so that you don't lose some of those smaller kernels during harvest. And there's other things too. You know, if you notice a pretty high percent of kernels and ears affected by ear rot diseases or damage, that would be something that I wouldn't want to mix that grain with the higher quality grain in storage. That grain that's affected will not store as well, and I would use or sell that as quickly as I can up front and maybe store the highest quality grain. And if you get in a situation where you need to store some of that, sometimes drying it might be necessary depending on what that moisture is. And handling it, just know sometimes we'll see some kernel breakage and other damage. So, you know, that's a few things going on with direct impact on our corn crop.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.